Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We are west, Ashburn, Virginia.
Yeah.
And really excited to bring Brandon Stokely on the program, two-time Super Bowl winner and a young man that
Pride of Cajun land, baby.
That knew B. Mitch at a young age. What's up, Brandon? How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I certainly have known Brian for a long, long time. And so, it's good to be on. Thanks for having me.
What's up, B?
Denver. What was B. Mitch like as a college quarterback?
He's too young to know that.
What was that dude like?
Well, I think the one thing that stood out about him and watching him and being obviously a huge fan, my dad was the head coach there, so I grew up, around that program, and I was there all summer long. Tough competitor, those are the two things that really stood out. And then you saw him go to the NFL and do all the different things that he did in the NFL to be successful. So that was what really stood out about him. Would do whatever it takes to win. But he was a competitor, and he was as tough as they come.
Certainly. And he speaks incredibly highly of your father, man. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah.
But, clearly your pop made a huge impact on him as well.
Well, that's great to hear. They had a great run together. So those are some fun times.
Now, speaking of fun times, we're going to get to football. But, B. Mitch, I bet I know something about Brandon that you don't know.
What?
Apparently, he gave Scotty Scheffler a couple tips last week in the pro-am of the Memorial, and that's why he won the tournament.
Man, look, we know everything down in Southwest Louisiana, man. So what was the tips you gave him, Brandon?
I told him, that right foot is just moving a little bit too much. Try to keep it on the ground for a little bit longer, and I think he's going to see a lot of success from it. And so that's all it really took. I don't want to take all the credit, but you got to give me a little bit of credit, right?
But how cool is it to play with Scottie Scheffler, man? That had to be awesome.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I love golf, and so to be able to go out there, I've never played in a pro-am before. I've done some caddying for Peyton, and so when Peyton asked me, what I was doing during that day, a couple weeks ago, I thought he was going to ask me to caddy for him, but he actually asked me to play, which was really cool. But it was great to be inside the ropes, and you got a gallery around and fans around, and then to watch the guy that's the best in the game right now by far, and it's not even close, and to be able to walk inside the ropes with him and chat with him. He was a great guy. His caddy is actually from Lafayette, Louisiana. I don't know if Brian Mitchell knew that, Ted Scott. We went to the same high school together, so that was fun. It was a great time because I love golf, and so just to kind of be in that environment was really cool and fun.
When you hear them hit the ball and the sound that they make and the sound you make, Is it totally different?
It's depressing is what it is. And they hit the ball so far and so high. And, you know, we're playing from different tees than they were. And so you look back and you see how far they're hitting from and how good they hit it. They very rarely miss shots. But they hit it so high and so far. It's so impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, if you're in Denver, do you play at Cherry Hills?
When Peyton invites me.
I got to play out there once, and Peyton's Bronco, that orange Bronco, was in the parking lot. That's a special place over there, man.
Yeah, it's a really, really good place, and he does have a pretty cool old-school orange Bronco.
We are talking with two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokley, 15-year NFL veteran, one of the coolest nicknames I've ever heard for a slot receiver, the slot machine. Brandon, you know football on a granular level. You grew up in it, coach's son, played it at the highest levels. You know, here in Washington, Jaden Daniels has kind of changed everything. What did you think of Jaden's rookie season?
Yeah, I mean, it was so impressive. It's a hard thing to do, you know, for any rookie, but for a quarterback to come in and play the way that he played for the whole season and do the things that he did, you know, it's hard to – I think it's hard for fans maybe to understand how difficult that is to do, especially at that position. It demands so much when it comes to leadership, when it comes to all the things that a quarterback has to do every single week. And then you got to go out there and try to execute. You're playing with the best of the best. And they obviously, you know, the game moves really, really fast. And it usually takes time for it to slow down for guys. So for him to be able to just jump right in and have the impact that he did, lead that team to the playoffs, and do what they did in the playoffs, it was so impressive. And you should be fired up if you're a Washington fan and about the potential and what it's going to look like for the future, you know, because if you have one of those guys, you always have a chance.
Well, you all supposedly have one of those guys, too, in Bo Nix, and he had a very good year last year. What impressed you about him?
Yeah. Just his poise, you know. And the tough thing is you're going to have some bad moments throughout the course of the season, bad games. He was always able to bounce back, and he never got too high, never got too low. And, you know, he's an athletic quarterback. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, he was the sixth one taken in the first round last year. And so to be able to – he had to go through a competition in training camp. But the moment and the stage, it wasn't too big for him. And so that's why, you know, Broncos fans over here in Denver, you know, they're fired up about the future just like Washington fans are, because it's been a while since we've had a quarterback here, and it's been a lot of losing. And so when you're a young one, you always have a chance. So it was fun. It was a fun, exciting year.
Yeah, I mean, I think both Washington and Denver got to experience – something that's been, I mean, it's been missing in Denver, you know, since Peyton stepped away, but it's been missing in Washington a lot longer than that, man. For these rookie quarterbacks, and how hard do you think it is for them to follow up with maybe, you know, even a better season? The goal in sports and in life, frankly, is to continue to improve every day. How do these young guys keep building?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do, is to build off of a great year when maybe people didn't expect it. Now it's expected to go out there and play great. And it's still a very hard thing and difficult thing to do, even if you had a rookie year. So a lot more film is out there on you. Expectations have gone up. So you're not going to catch anybody, any defense or defensive coordinator. You're not going to catch them off guard. So they know your strengths. They know your weaknesses a little bit more than they would have your rookie year. And I think the pressure's there a little bit more also. But these guys, most of these dealt with it their whole career, the expectations in college, the change in systems, the transferring, and all these things. So I think these guys are so prepared for it now. But I do. I think there's just more film out there for NFL defensive coordinators to study and try to figure you out and what your strengths and weaknesses are. But, you know, watching Jaden last year, watching Broncos Bo Nix, I really don't think that either one of them is going to have a big is going to fall back at all this year, because I think most of these guys, they've been prepared for what they've been through, you know, in high school and especially now in college.
Yeah, everyone talk about the sophomore slump, and like you said, you watch guys these days, they don't they deal with this stuff at a high level very early. So I don't expect either one of these guys to do that, especially in this day and age where if you build a team around them, they can step forward. If you allow the team, like C.J. Stroud, he got knocked for 70. They had a sophomore slump. Well, your top two receivers were hurt. What the hell you expect?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you can stay healthy, and Washington's doing a good job of putting pieces around the quarterback and helping him out as much as possible, right? Building up that offensive line and getting playmakers on the outside. And so that's what Denver needs to continue to do here is build around their quarterback, get more playmakers around that guy, you know. And you got the luxury of having a young quarterback on a rookie contract. You got to take advantage of it, right, when you're not paying them a lot of money. And, you know, the Broncos are still working through some Russell Wilson salary cap issues. You got one more year of that. But you got to put those pieces around them. And if you do, now it makes it a little easier to continue. But you're right, B-Mitch, when you see what happened in Houston, I mean, all of a sudden your playmakers get hurt. I mean, you got to understand they're still quarterback, right? And they still need some help and some players around them.
Totally. We are talking with 15-year NFL wide receiver Brandon Stokely here on the Rude Guest Hotlines. Rude makes the most dependable HVAC equipment in the DMV. You can follow Brandon at bstokely14, S-T-O-K-L-E-Y 14. Brandon, you know, now this the Broncos Commanders game is slated for Sunday Night Football here in D.C. I mean, that's the biggest audience the league gets every week. And I just think this matchup is one that everybody's going to be drooling over to see Knicks and Jaden kind of go head-to-head. But I think that Broncos defense is really good. I mean, they got playmakers all over the field. How well-rounded of a team is Denver?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on when you look at what they have defensively, and they made a big jump last year, and they led the league in sacks. So they got some young pass rushers that can get after you. They got some interior guys that are really good, and then the additions they've made this offseason have been impressive. Adding Dre Greenlaw from San Francisco, inside linebacker, he was a big part of that defense until he got hurt during the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Then also they added Hufanga, the safety, who is a dynamic playmaker at that position. You can move him all over the football field. And then the first-round pick, Jade Barron at the cornerback position from Texas, a guy that's going to help provide depth. He can play inside. He can play outside. Riley Moss last year did a great job opposite of Pat Surtain, but he got hurt. and he hasn't been healthy in his couple years that he's been in the NFL or been able to stay healthy, and their defense really dropped off. Their pass defense did. So to add a dynamic piece in the first round and Barron, I mean, that defense should be great this year. They should be special. It's offensively, you know, they got to pick it up a little bit, but they got to run the ball better. Their running game has been terrible. They haven't had a tight end anything. So they get everything. Will help their tight end position, and then they drafted R.J. Harvey out of Central Florida in the second round. So, you know, they're trying to add pieces there to help Bo Nix out a little bit. Their offensive line is solid group. So, offensively, they're still not quite there yet, but defensively, they should be special this year.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have a special group. It's impossible for them. I mean, that AFC West is just so loaded, man.
It is.
I mean, you got the Chargers and the Chiefs. How hard is it to be a guy that, you know, you've settled in Denver, you obviously had a ton of professional success, for Broncos fans knowing they got to face Patrick Mahomes every season?
Yeah, that's been the thing. You know, they didn't beat the Chiefs for it was like 7-8 years, I think it was, until they finally beat them. So anytime you got to deal with Mahomes, you know, every year, two times a year, and it's tough, right? I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, people thought they were going to have be rebuilding 3-4 years ago, whenever it was they lost it, when they got whipped by Tampa in the Super Bowl. And next thing you know, they're back in it and they're winning again. And so until I see it with my own eyes that they regress and take a step back, I won't believe it. So yeah, it's tough to deal with. And look over, and the Chargers, you know, they got a competent coach there last year in Harbaugh. He's going to do a great job, the best out of Herbert. So, and we'll see what the Raiders are going to do with Pete Carroll. We're talking about some great coaches that know how to win in the AFC West. It's difficult.
Absolutely. Brandon,
all the boys that from the text thread, I told them I was interviewing you, they were listening to say, tell you what's up, man.
I love it.
Wade
love it.
Butler, Elmore, all those dudes. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Brandon, thank you very much for making time for us, dude.
Anytime. Appreciate y'all. Be Mitz. Take care. And thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. See you.
Anytime, bro. Gotcha, man.
That is Brandon Stokely. How cool is that to get to go play in a pro-am with Scotty Scheffler, best in the world?
I did not know that his caddy was from Lafayette.
I didn't know that either. It's Ted Scott. I mean, so if you want to follow Stokely, you should. It's at bstokely14. He just informed us all something that I didn't know, that man, Ted Scott
man, Lafayette's all over the place, dog.
Think about Ted Scott. How many – Scotty now has 3 majors. He won a PGA and 2 Masters.
Two Masters for sure.
And Bubba won 2 Masters.
Didn't he win something else, though?
Bubba?
Scotty.
No, he has the 3 now. He's won the Players, but Masters – a majors, it's just Scotty has 3. Bubba definitely has 2. I know Bubba won twice at Augusta's. Bubba
Scotty
won,
made $4 million last week, so that's $400,000 for Ted.
I think Ted's 10%, doing all right.
Right.
I think Ted's
doing
all right.
Doing well. Ted probably made more than some of the golfers last year.
Dude, I have some guy on Twitter that's constantly harassing me because I have said, and I maintain this, the way Scotty Scheffler is playing is an outrageous level. Mm-hmm. Outrageous. But we got to chill with the Tiger comparisons.
It ain't close.
Like, he would have to maintain this level for 6 years. You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
more.
To me, because we live in a microwave society, every time somebody gets there are a lot of really good players. Mm-hmm. But they did it to Rory, and then it took Rory, what, 11 years to finally get the Grand Slam, win the mm-hmm. whole thing. When Spieth was red hot, we did it with Spieth,
yeah,
and that now Spieth's game, he's dealt with injuries.
He's on and off.
Dude, he's way more off than on. Mm-hmm. Kepka, we did it with Kepka when he won 3.
And he ain't close right now.
Dude, like, Scotty Scheffler is the best player in the world. He's the most ice-cold player in the world. And I recognize if you just want to bring up the money, sure, Scotty's going to make more money than everybody.
Well, but the money has gone way up.
That's inflationary.
It's kind of hard to really compare that. Like, hell, Jack and Arnold. Okay, Jack has the most majors ever. Tiger made more in 1 year than Jack made his whole damn career.
Right.
He might have made more in 1 tournament than Jack made his whole career.
The only conversation you can have with Tiger is Jack.
Yeah, at this point, yes.
And And I think those two belong in their own category. And I love Scotty. I love watching Scotty. I'm a Rory guy, but I love Scotty. And I just this dude that keeps tweeting me, chill out, man. Just like,
hey, if he keep tweeting you, just block his ass.
Bro, to me, B,
guy, Jay. You'll get three more if you get rid of him.
I don't think there should be anybody making Tiger comparisons.
I'll tell you, get about 12 or 13 damn majors.
I was going to say, if anybody else gets to double-digit majors,
yes,
start talking about
yes.
it.
Yes.
And I think Rory has now entered a new level by completing the career Grand Slam, mm-hmm. and he belongs in that conversation. But, like, I think it's Jack, Tiger, but like Gary Player is still ahead. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, these dudes have done the career Grand Slam and have won a lot of them. So the next step for Scotty, to me, is career Grand Slam, which I think he could certainly get.
Yeah.
Although the way he talks about fairness a lot, I'm not entirely sure the Open is his track. He's going to need 4 good days of weather and good bounces.
But everybody else got to go through it.
Sure.
See, whenever you ask me, like when I talk about competition and playing people, if we are going through the same conditions, I can't complain about anything. You know what I mean? So if the guys before him went through it, he got to go through it too. You're not going to always get a 78-degree day with no wind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, when you play in the British Open, you might get every aspect of the weather in 1 day. Not necessarily all 4 days, just 1 day. You might get a little snow. You know, I've played over there. Snow, rain, sleet. It was sideways raining. You know, it was cold as hell. And he looked at the caddy, he said, we don't need a course. So all you do, grab your hot chocolate with some scotch in it and keep moving. That's all I did.
All right, I want to have a conversation. I'm tempted to circle back to this Trey Hendrickson trade that ESPN Seth Walder has projected. Johnny Newton, a third and a seventh, and you get Trey Hendrickson. I'm curious if people would do it. I'll open the phone lines on that, 800-636-1067. I want to check in with the Aquarium if they would do it. To me, it's too much, but 17.5 sacks is a level right. of production that has never happened here in Washington. Mm-hmm. We're going to take your calls, 800-636-1067. Would you make that trade for Trey Hendrickson when we return? It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.